Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 14. Sita Found. Scene 5. Hanuman kills Ravana's son, Aksha. Ravana considered the situation. This monkey was formidable. He had wiped out a number of near-invincible Rakshasa chiefs. Nevertheless, how could anyone ever defeat Ravana? That was impossible. Admittedly, the goddess Lanka had previously come screaming to Ravana, speaking about his imminent destruction. But Ravana was still confident. If necessary, he would deal with the monkey himself. But first, let him contend with Ravana's powerful sons. That should take care of him. Ravana turned to Prince Aksha, who sat by his side, spurred on by his father's glance. Aksha rose from his seat and went out for battle. He mounted his golden chariot, which shone like the sun. It was yoked to 8 celestial steeds, all as swift as thought. A large red banner studded with bright gems flew from a bejeweled pole. Rows of fierce lances and javelins were arranged alongside numerous quivers of razor-headed arrows. 8 long and terrible-looking swords were fastened to the sides of the chariot in silver scabbards emblazoned with golden moons and stars. Urging on his horses, Aksha rose above the ground and swept toward the gardens, accompanied by thousands of other demons riding on elephants, horses, and chariots. The Rakshasa prince arrived before Hanuman within a few moments. He paused for a minute to assess his opponent's strength. Aksha was awestruck to see the mountainous monkey standing ready for combat. To him, Hanuman looked like the blazing fire of universal dissolution. But the prince himself was also accomplished in battle and felt no fear. He gazed at Hanuman with his large red eyes, which resembled those of a lion. Aksha drew his great bow to its full length and sent 3 powerful arrows toward Hanuman. The arrow struck his head, and Hanuman bled profusely, giving him the appearance of the newly risen sun. Hanuman, his eyes bulging in indignation, looked down at the Rakshasa. Aksha was wearing a breastplate which seemed to be made entirely from gems. It shone so brilliantly. His golden armlets flashed while he worked his beautiful ornate bow. Aksha assailed Hanuman, and Aksha seemed like a dark cloud covered by a rainbow, pouring a shower of flaming arrows onto a large mountain. Seeing an opportunity to again display his prowess for Ram's cause, Hanuman roared in joy and sprang into the air. He darted about, evading Aksha's arrows with the speed of the wind. Aksha's chariot followed him through the air like an elephant approaching a large covered well. The prince continuously fired his deadly weapons at Hanuman, who wheeled about like a firebrand. Witnessing the fearful encounter between the Vanara and the Rakshasa, the gods were amazed. The sun grew dim, the wind ceased blowing, and the sky echoed with loud shrieks. even the sea convulsed and Trikut mountain shook. Hanuman considered that the prince was a worthy opponent, although only a boy. The Rakshasa was growing in strength as he fought. He stuck to Hanuman wherever the monkey flew and pierced him with thousands of razor-sharp arrows. Hanuman became more and more infuriated and made up his mind to at once kill Aksha. Suddenly turning, as he was pursued by the prince, Hanuman struck the 8 steeds with his palms and killed them outright. As his chariot descended to earth, Aksha rose up into the air, holding his bow and sword. He resembled an effulgent rishi who had quit his body through yoga and was ascending to the realm of the gods. As the prince flew through the sky, Hanuman met him and took hold of his 2 legs. Spinning him around violently, Hanuman swiftly descended from the air and dashed him to the ground. His bones smashed and his body bathed in blood, Aksha fell down dead. Hosts of rishis, yakshas, and nagas who wandered the stellar sphere had gathered in a body in the canopy of the sky just to watch the conflict. Observing Hanuman's stupendous feat in killing Aksha, they applauded and rained down celestial flowers. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.